Eslabón Armado and Juan Gabriel are dropping a song together. How is this gonna happen?
Okay, I think Juan Gabriel has a lot of recording done that he left behind, and I think his management or his family is just giving, you know, opportunities or duetos, like Diego said, to any artist that is remarkable. And I think Eslabón is a young, you know, artist that have made an impact in the regional, so they're giving it to. To them,
well,
you know?
Dude, it's not like they fucking took the mic to the fucking.
The master.
It was a
very well articulated.
It's like Juan Gabriel coming back to hop on the beat.
And I think they're doing a music video.
What the fuck?
Wait, no, it's stupid. Like, I
stop laughing. You're gonna go to hell.
There's holograms.
Have you guys seen the holograms? Yeah,
they could do a lot of stuff, you know?
Dude, you know how
they try to bring everybody back?
It would be if they do a hologram of Ariel Camacho's performance.
That'd be
fucking crazy.
It must have been a good ass deal for her to be like,
damn. They're like, they're giving out better deal than I was alive.
He told me to say during the break. And you're making 100K.
I'm only making 10.
Hey, well, supposedly.
What do you mean 100% royalty?
Supposedly.
Wait,
that is.
Y'all making money?
Y'all getting paid.
Y'all getting. Yeah, maybe it doesn't work out.
Who cares? All right, I'm gonna start over.
Keep out because the Santa Muerte is here.
No manches de pasas.
What did you say?
I said that. Keep out because the Santa Muerte is here.
Well, don't say that.
But that's Halloween.
Okay, I'm gonna start over.
Okay, let's start over. That was out of pocket.
No, that's still the intro.
Fuck you, dude.
Who ate the dead man?
Me,
see. One, two, three, or four?
You guys, comment down.
It's Halloween. What are you supposed to do?
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Augusta Baba podcast. All right, it's too hot in here. I can't breathe for shit. Oh, fuck.
You look like the cat I ran over the other day. No, I mean, you sound like the cat. I meant to say you sound like the cat.
The cat you ran over?
Yeah, I did.
That's fucked.
And I looked in the rearview mirror. You stop
asking. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I ran over an opossum.
Yeah?
Oh, what?
Yeah, on purpose, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw it and it just stopped. I was like, bitch, move out the way. So I stepped on it more.
I swear.
And my sister and her friend was like, that's fucked up. You saw it stop in the middle of the road. Like, bro, there's people behind me. I'm not going to just stop.
So you stepped on it.
So I stepped on it.
Did anything happen to your car?
Well, that's just fucked up now.
It's just fucking.
¿Te lo llevaste?
Yeah, bro.
Was it like stuck in your bumper?
No, but like I remember like I made a U-turn to see how it was doing. It was just like,
bro,
it was
you
mad.
Stepped on it hard and then went back to see if you killed it.
Yeah, but honestly, like from that experience, I realized that opossums, they're stupid. Like
no,
they'll see a light and they'll stop.
Yeah, well, yeah. I almost ran over
they
one.
They faked their death.
Pues tú te verás muy.
No, they're bad, bro. I think it's their fault.
No, possums, like, they only live up to, like, 2 years and shit.
Deadass, they have, a short lifespan.
I can't remember what it was, but I saw something cross the road, and it, like, slowed down once it saw me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is why they get killed.
No, deadass.
I can't remember what it was, though.
Opossums are
pretty sure it was a possum.
Something like that.
But, guys.
But, yeah, I ran over a cow.
It's.
And it was a black one, too.
Spooky.
Y dije, la mala suerte soy
yo. So, you're racist. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Augusto Baba podcast. It's the first episode of October. That's why we have this shit decorated.
You know what that means?
Halloween,
spooky season.
They've been talking about spooky season. They're looking for a boo.
I'm just trying to go to parties.
Look, if you're trying to be the other incredible, hit me
up.
That's
incredible.
It. That's
the
it.
Mister because he looks like he looks like Elastic Girl.
Elastic Girl and shit.
He thought he was a dad.
Hell no.
Fucking guys,
flexible and shit.
I've been on my gym grind.
Bro.
Look, I'm trying to get the calories.
Like, he can tap
my shoulder.
Every time Jason sees a beer,
he can open the garage door from here.
Oh,
hey, Frozone stole the suit.
Hey, freeze up my beer, bro.
You know what Frozone is?
Wait, yeah. why didn't you guys give me guy. Why didn't you guys give me the Frozone suit? Why'd y'all have to do that?
Because we ordered them like
he's
literally
like,
yesterday.
Like you guys know I'm not buff. I'm skinny, and y'all gave me Mr. Incredibles. You should have been Mr. Incredibles, you fucking fat fuck.
I should have, but I wasn't.
What are you though? Please elaborate.
As of right now, I said I was gonna be a lumberjack,
but he just looked like a drunk uncle.
But I ended up being a fucking drunk uncle. That's his
look. Look, look. Last year, you said you were gonna be.
I was Fantasma last year.
Fantasma. And then everybody.
Do you guys remember?
Everybody started calling you H100.
Damn, that was last year.
Yeah.
No,
they didn't
call him H100. They call him Manny Tololoche.
Oh, yeah. Everybody calls him Manny Tololoche. Like.
The Malimpeo Randan.
You need to be more consistent with your costume.
Yeah, you need to be a little more specific.
Yeah, you're too broad. You're too broad.
It's because I wanted to be a lumberjack because, you know, I always got the morning wood, but. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Fucking.
Morning pumps.
Fucking. What is it called when your dick don't go up?
Damn.
I don't know. My dick always goes up, so I don't know.
I forgot what it's
called. Whiskey dick. Whiskey dick.
No, it's called.
Whiskey dick is when your dick don't get hard.
Damn.
Fucking.
You guys let us know. What is it called?
When you can't get hard?
Somebody tell us.
It starts with the D.
D's nuts.
Fuck, I forgot what it's called.
Was like the most random thing.
Alan just rolls him about a fire's ass.
The most random thing was that these nuts guy ended up on being a model for the Hanes tees. I was like hella tripping off
that ass
when I saw it on the package.
I remember
at Target.
He's like homeless now too. Mm-hmm. I saw him on the streets of Hollywood. Like,
no, for he's just always there fucking hanging out, filming.
No, they record him like he's literally on the floor and shit.
Yeah, he's down bad.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, I'm
hopefully,
sorry. Not bad,
hopefully he does better. But yeah, I was like hella tripping out.
But what are you, Angel? I want to know too. And why did you choose this costume?
He's a Game Boy.
I'm a Game Boy. The old school one. The one with
Game
an
Kid.
LCD screen.
Press pause.
And a lot of buns because Google be pushing my buns.
Damn!
Okay, instigators.
because girls be playing him.
Yeah, girls just be playing him.
Damn, my boy Angel's looking for the right one.
Hopefully
quit playing.
My love life turns around a little bit.
What are you, Diego?
I don't know.
You're like Kanye West, fool, when he has that fucking mask.
I'm gonna put
said.
That mask on and sing like Kanye West.
Say what you said.
What did I say? Oh, no, that's fucked up. Guys, okay. I ordered the costumes yesterday, so like this is all we had left, you know, Jason. Miss Elastic Girl, whatever.
Elastic.
That.
Ice
and it was
Man.
This. Or fucking Green Lantern, but I've never seen Green Lantern. But Keiko called me.
When?
What'd you call me? You call me.
What'd I call you? Awe.
You called me something?
What was it?
I don't know. I got mad at you.
Was it politically correct?
Oh, he called you Slender Man, no?
Yeah. The Grim Reaper.
Oh, yeah, the Grim Reaper. Oh, no. No. He called
I
you.
I hope
he,
you're not him.
He called you. Hey, he called you.
He's too hard here, bro.
No. I remember. He called you the Santa Muerte, güey.
You said that. I was like,
stop playing with
that. That's the only one I won't fuck with.
Stop playing.
Hey, dude, me and Angel want to go get decorations. And he's like, I don't know about that one. Like, that one actually looks scary.
Yeah, look.
You bitch, fool. Bitch. I feel like, honestly, I'm going to be honest, I feel like I look the most ridiculous, but I don't care, you
but
know?
But it's not
because
like, of the costumes.
Dude, I don't know.
Hey, Jason, can you stand up? Like, can we show?
Yo.
Jump. Five jumping jacks.
Yeah.
You going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Please,
bro, the sexy music.
If you're watching this with your kids.
Make sure you're over 18.
Please cover your eyes.
We are
family fucking friendly, so please cover your eyes. We got some
guys. This is way too big. I'm skinny.
Every
as
thumbs
fuck,
up in this video, but we $1 to get him a cheeseburger. Pa que crezca.
Everything needs to pump up except my dick.
You cover your kids' ears. But what do we got going on today aside from the awesome costumes? That just made me realize that it's been a year since it's been more than a year that we've been doing this, but. Where it's like the starting to be the second round of the things that we do, you know, like we try to dress up. You guys can look it up. I don't know what the video.
I was JD.
Click on shit.
I was not.
People
that.
Caught on, yeah. I was JOP before the diet on
and
Sunday.
Gecko was a drunk uncle.
No, I was Fantasma.
Fantasma.
Angel, you haven't made any progress at the gym, fool.
Yeah. I don't try.
Hey, we went to Universals last year too. That shit was fun.
I know. I saw Pepe. Shout out to Pepe for taking us.
Pepe, si quieres
otra red round.
Why did he give us tickets for?
Because remember we were trying to film a video.
But it was actually scary. I wouldn't go again.
What?
What do you mean? We're trying to get tickets again.
Yeah,
he's gonna hit him up.
We're trying to get tickets.
Oh. Pues gratis me animo, pero.
You guys think they will give us tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
The way we left off?
Well,
are we on talking terms?
Well, everyone was good.
Yeah,
because he didn't want to post a minute. Anyways, the first topic of today's episode is Eslabón Armado and Juan Gabriel are dropping a song together titled Mia Un Año.
Mio, mio.
Now I'm thinking, how is that gonna happen?
Bro, when I saw that, I was like, hold up.
That's cool. Bro. Like, I was like, yeah, that's what
I thought it was fake at first.
First, I was like, okay, is it April Fool's? I checked the calendar. It's not April Fool's. Okay, then I was like, bet. Let's see if this is for real. I read it. It's supposedly for real. How?
Okay.
How is this gonna happen?
Okay, this is my
give your
this hypothesis. Is my hypothesis of how I think it's gonna happen. I think Juan Gabriel has a lot of recording done.
That he left behind,
and I think his management or his family is just giving, you know,
duetos.
Opportunities or duetos, like Diego said, to any artist that is remarkable. And I think Eslabón is a young, you know, artist that have made an impact in the regional, so they're giving it to them.
Well,
you know?
Duh, it's not like they fucking took the mic to the fucking
the bus.
It was because he was like, I think that, like, no shit, not like fucking
that was half of his argument. The other half was that they're a standout.
Go.
No, stop.
That's fucked up. What did he say? Guys. He's like, hey, hop on the track. That's fucked up. You gotta have respect for Juan Gabriel because he is a Mexican icon.
Bro, shut the fuck
up. He was like Undertaker.
Hey, yo, who approved this shit?
We're never getting tickets again. We pay those next time. Bro.
That's your joke at Party City.
What?
I wasn't there.
I take full responsibility. I was at Party City, and I thought about it on the way back in the car, looked up the video, and have you guys seen those videos?
Like some dude in a coffin.
It was like the guy in a coffin, like this, like this, and then I don't know, we just goes. No,
he's like, bitch, why you lying?
He's like, Juan Gabriel coming back to hop on the beat.
Damn, I apologize. Apologize for my colegas. I was giving my honest hypothesis.
I mean, no,
you did it very good. No, I think he did it good because you stated that.
No, you did.
They had good merit. Like, it was worth. Like,
no,
it was good.
No,
to give it to them.
No, I think it's good because they're young and you know I feel like they've proven themselves for sure.
Yeah,
but like y'all had to come up. You know, with their jokes and shit.
If you guys don't know who
Pasamos de verga.
I want to tell them, if you guys don't know who Juan Gabriel is,
roll ask the clip
parents,
production.
Ask he wrote, he wears, me haces llorar, si te burlas de mí. Bro, you guys don't know that song?
Da, da, da,
you don't know that song?
No, I do.
You don't?
I listen to Juan Gabriel like once a week sometimes. I be putting
and
it
I think he was gay too.
Yeah.
Bisexual, no?
He was gay, but he never admitted that he was gay.
Le preguntaban que si era like. I mean, I don't know what
like
the word they ask.
He wouldn't
and they're
answer
like, lo que se ve no se pregunta.
Yeah, yeah. That actually turned very infamous. Very infamous.
Infamous.
Infamous. That's what I said.
Yeah. Lo que se ve no se pregunta. So I guess he was alluding that he looked it, so don't ask. But
basically admitting it, right?
Yeah, sort of admitting it, but not really.
Wait, so
I also heard that he didn't, I mean, it was obvious, but he didn't really state it because it was like going to be a threat to his career.
Because obviously he has a lot of respect for, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, Mexican culture, maybe still, you know, but more so during his time.
Yeah.
They don't accept gay people.
It's because, like, I feel like they could have defamed him if he admitted that he was gay. Yeah, but now, in this year, it's more normal to be gay, be bisexual, you know, he, she, they,
the
them.
The pronouns, you mean.
The pronouns. You know, that's a thing right now. And obviously, as we could see, the artists right now, they could be lesbian, they could be gay, and it's more acceptable.
I know a gay artist.
Who?
No, I'm not going to say it. You know who it is. Like, there's actually people who are a musical.
Yeah, but I think that they thought, unfortunately, that if he
they don't come out
publicly, you know, came out as whatever it was, that it was going to... like kind of tarnish his legacy a little bit.
Yeah, there's a
and I feel like that was the right move for Juan Gabriel, but like let's just say if he blew up in this time, it would be completely normal.
Oh, someone that did come out as gay is your
who?
Twin, your twin, wow.
Your brother,
Johnny Cas.
Well,
he did, but there's like someone else who like you know there's
yeah because I think Grupo Firme is on that spectrum of Mexican music and the more liberal. But I give it to them regardless. This is the most unexpected collaboration of this year in like music. Yes, not even like this genre. Like, who expected this?
Yeah, I think it was pretty, like, bro, surprising.
How did this? I need somebody to come in here.
I
and
did
tell
see
us.
Labón was like, you know, in the studio, and they were like,
but not with Juan Gabriel.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like another song with Ivan or some shit.
That's
and
crazy.
I think they're doing a music video.
What the fuck?
Wait. No, it's stupid. Like, I
stop laughing. You're gonna go to hell.
Dude, you're fucked up, bro. Like, what do you think is gonna come out and fucking Thriller and shit?
Cancelled. That's it, guys. No, we're going on commercial break.
Guys, commercial break. Guys, I do not condone myself.
I do not condone myself.
I condone
these comments. It's because, like, he's laughing, like, bro, you swear, like.
There's holograms.
Have you guys seen the holograms?
Yeah, they can do a lot of stuff, you know? And, like, I don't know why you get, like.
Yeah, in, like, 2012, Tupac was at Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
2012? When did he die?
Dude, this isn't even something you should be laughing at.
No, respectfully.
Bro, we have to cut, like,
you guys might
one.
Need to unsubscribe at this point. Honestly.
Okay,
wait. No, genuine question, because I am genuinely confused. How was he
on a hologram?
How did he perform in 2012?
I think they used someone who looked
No, relax. Let him answer.
We were talking about holograms, and then maybe I didn't make myself clear, but it was either like 2012, 13, or 14, one of those. They did a hologram of Tupac, mm-hmm. where he did maybe like a set, like three songs maybe, mm-hmm. and it looked pretty real from the YouTube video that I saw.
Yeah.
And it was kind of crazy. Like, I never heard of a hologram until I saw that performance. I was like, what the?
Did it look real?
Yeah.
They probably recorded like an old video of him performing.
No, like, they got like an old performance recreated. And they did it like in their hologram thing, and like the guy was walking back and forth singing.
He was doing suicide.
I have... Dude, bro.
No, like basketball.
I condone. Like don't even drag me on this. Drag him.
We're going to hell after this episode, literally.
Bro. Oh my God.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's
like,
what happened. I don't think it got like super well accepted, so it's not like a thing that they do a lot. So, you know, if not, they
Well, it's never been done ever since.
No, I'm pretty sure it's been done.
You think if they
but
were
not like widespread, where like,
dude, you know how
they
crazy
try to bring everybody back?
It would be if they do a hologram of Ariel Camacho's performance.
That'd be
fucking crazy.
It'll be like game over. But you think other celebrities like that have passed, their management is gonna like reach out to newer artists and try to do it?
I feel like that's just a one time thing and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Like
no, it has happened before. I don't know.
Because you know how some celebrities have like. Songs that they record previously but never came out.
No, it has happened before. I think there's like this rapper who also died. I don't know who, and they like did a duet though.
Pop Smoke.
Yeah, I think it was Pop.
No, they did a lot with Juice WRLD. They did like it's called Post Hummus. I think they did like he's like on his third Post Hummus album. Like he did like more than when he was. It was more active than when he was alive, and they were talking about how they were taking advantage because unfortunately when someone passes away.
They leave a lot of music.
Their popularity like goes up, you know, momentarily, of course. And the labels, since they own his masters and they own his music, they capitalize on that and release a lot of music because, you know, they know the fans want more.
And they're gonna consume it.
Yeah, they're gonna consume it. But sometimes they don't do it as the artist wished.
Or the family wished
because the family has no say in it because, you know, the record label owns everything.
Damn,
that's tough.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but didn't Selena just her management team just drop an album too?
Oh yeah, she was on the charts.
Yeah, she was on the charts for a minute. I did not look into it. I don't know if it's new songs or sometimes what they do is they remaster it where they have the files and
it's pretty
just
common.
Make it better.
Like
I don't know if what they did with Selena though.
Like Ramon Ayala, he has a remastered album.
Yeah, but that kind of sucks too because the artist doesn't have a say in it, the family doesn't have a say in it. So it's the record label with. Just trying to make the absolute most amount of money and not being faithful to the ideas that the rapper had.
And then it goes back to like contracts.
And then sometimes the family doesn't even get part of like the income or the revenue.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, I have a question, like, and I change my mind about this like all the time. Do you guys think an artist needs a record label?
Damn,
it's crazy,
dude. Like,
this is
we've been going back and forth.
This is a very good conversation.
No, and dude, and I see a lot of videos. Like in the beginning, I was like, you know, when we were Mosicos, we were like, oh, you guys signed, like, you fucking made it, right? Mm-hmm. And then time passes by, and then I change my mind, and obviously, like, I learn a lot in the space. You know, we get to talk to people, and then I was like, okay, you do, you don't, and like now, I think I've made my final decision. And I think you do need a record label.
You do think so?
You do. And, like, I see a lot of people post. Like, I see videos on TikTok. You know, they're encouraging artists. Don't sign, blah, blah, blah. You can also get. But, like, I really think you do need a record label.
Oh, I saw the guy. And I don't know your name. But he did, like, the stitch on TikTok where we were saying, oh, Nivel Coisado didn't get paid for 8 months. And he said, I fucking told you.
You know, sorry, but.
And he, yeah, go for it.
There's a video of him saying that he wants to smell me.
Smell you?
Yeah. Oh. The guy that does like the reviews for like record labels.
Oh, the guy that he's like in his basement?
Yeah.
No, in the
attic. Yeah, someone sent it to me and I was like,
it's kind of weird, no?
Yeah, like what the fuck you want?
Wait, what were you saying, Angel?
About what?
About that guy that wants to smell Gekko.
Oh, yeah, he I think he had like a bad deal with Rancho Mildo or something like that, and then he became like very adamant about not signing, and he's like, "Oh, do it on your own, this and that." And I think the reason why there's controversy, there's there's an argument, is because I think it's not very black and white, where it's like, oh yes, it's like this, and it's no, it's not like this. I think it's based on every artist. I think it depends on their needs. But what do you think? Oh, well, I mean, yes or no? Live or no?
Do you think an artist, like, now that we've met literally almost everybody,
now that we're better educated in
yes.
the space?
Well, honestly, like, from what I've seen, the biggest record labels right now are not the most convenient to work with. And I feel like I really look up to,
Bad Bunny, just
said. No. I really look up to Marc MP and Esteban Gabriel, how they did it independently, and how they have their own, you know, publishing, they have their booking. And I think there's one more. Their distribution. There you go. Booking, publishing, and distribution. If you can get a good team with those three aspects, I think you could really, 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 really make the best out of yourself. But I feel like that's also a difficult thing.
I think just Marc MP, because do you think if Esteban Gabriel has shows, he could sell out?
But it depends on
how the artist works too. Like, if you're popping, like, you could really, really, really profit off of, you know, what you're doing.
Because
too.
Look, like
streaming,
for example,
streaming and shows.
Yeah, for example, you can have a fire ass hit song, like an album, and then it'll blow up, like, on streams, right? You'll get a lot of streams, but then you do a show and not a lot of people show up, but then it could be like vice versa. You can have a sold out show, but then your albums won't.
Like, you're not on the charts.
Yeah,
kind of like Grupo Firme.
Marc MP.
Yeah,
their song didn't last a week. Oh no, what was it? 2 weeks.
I know they're gonna sell out the Crypto Arena.
But they'll sell out an event.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it has its pros and cons, but it just depends on what it has. Like,
yeah.
Esteban Gabriel has a fucking distribution deal
with Sony.
With Sony, but their songs do numbers. But
the shows don't.
Yeah,
I think it's like online popularity versus real, like, live fan engagement.
And I feel like,
and it really depends on the type of music that they release, I think.
Yeah, because I mean, like, look at Grupo Firme. It's all like hype up, drinking, dancing music. But then, like, when they release music, it doesn't stay on the charts.
So your answer is no, you don't think.
I feel like. Damn,
because there's honestly only two artists that have done it successfully.
So I said yes or no?
I think.
Oh, you're just still thinking?
I think. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle, to be honest.
I'm in the middle, but like now.
What does the middle look like?
I'm just saying, like what I said, you need publishing, you need distribution, and booking. That's what I think.
Like, to do on your own.
To do on your own. Like, you really have a good team. But then, like, another thing that I've heard is that these major record labels do like 360, and where they own literally everything. So, which is not good at all, right?
Like, I think if you're gonna sign, just make sure
it just comes down to your contract.
Team has connections.
That's what you're buying. You're buying the connections, like, to be put in the right conversations, to be put in the right places for the right opportunities. Because otherwise, you could try to do it on your own. But then again, I do think that sometimes it's worth it. Like, if they're not ripping you off, it's worth it because they know how to manage an artist compared to you where you wouldn't know. Like, you wouldn't know what to do. Like, yes, you could record in your attic and you could buy all the stuff yourself. But then once you learn how to do a good song, how do you take it from there to being a success?
Yeah.
So it has to be a good deal. Don't get ripped off. Because if you're going to get ripped off, it doesn't matter. Like, there's no point of being successful because you're not going to reap the benefits.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
the station with the... best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... not, you tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show, anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like there's more than just to uploading a song, like... like, way more. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I changed my mind. Because, yeah, anyone could buy the Polo, record the songs, put it up on DistroKid, and own 100% or whatever. But there's way more to this music shit. And you need to have the connections because, you know, like, the connections to be on these playlists, on the cover of these playlists. Someone doing campaigns that I bet a lot of you guys do not even know that how to do them. Or, like, but, like, that's something that helps a lot.
Yeah, and then sometimes... I mean, not all the cases, but sometimes they're successful with these online campaigns. They get their numbers up and they become like online famous, but there's not like that real hardcore engagement with actual fans that are willing to spend their money and go out of their way to go on one of these shows.
I agree with
you.
And
then that's where it doesn't equal the numbers they have online compared to the people that are willing to show up to a show and, you know, pay a good chunk of change. And that's where you have like what's going on, you know, how you guys on the charts and you guys can't get 100 people to show up somewhere.
Yeah, because I think DistroKid only goes out to a certain amount of numbers, right?
Well, not only that, but I'm just saying, like, you could upload a song on DistroKid, yeah, but like to have the connection to have someone like from Spotify, Apple Music push your music up, not everyone
that's has very that. Important
and dude, like, yeah, I learned that from our last guest because they signed a good deal with Sony Music and like without even having any music out, dude, Sony fucking like promoted the fuck out of this shit. Pushed did all them. These campaigns. They were on the cover of every single like platform, and like obviously they're running campaigns on their videos and stuff like that, and like, you know, their shit's doing good, which I think like that's something you need. Yeah, but make sure your deal's good, obviously, you know, try to work for
once
it
again, make sure your deal's good so that once there is success, like, you get some of that, you know, those benefits, and it's not just all like you're famous but then you're not having
and that, that's the trick to getting like streams, like going on these playlists.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, like, this conversation reminds me a lot of Nata's deal.
Which one?
Like, Nata's.
Yeah, he has a lot.
Like, Nata's first deal, supposedly, like, it was bad and stuff. And then, like.
With Hyphy Music?
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, Jimmy got him out. And then, you know, he ended up not being content with the contract Jimmy gave him. And then they renegotiated and then. They ended up, like, giving him whatever deal that he wanted.
But that's how it starts. Like, obviously...
you kind of work your way up.
Yeah, there's levels. Basically, how a record label is, like, you're level one, which is, like, them...
you don't know shit. You
them
know shit.
Putting you out there.
Yeah.
And then level two is when you start negotiating about money. And then level three is what you want, you know? Like, once you get to level three, you have it your way, you know? Like, you're the one bringing in the money. So then, obviously, they're not going to want to fucking... give you a bad deal, you know? They're not going to get you mad.
Because you learn. You learn from what you hear as well. And then I feel like as an artist, like, you go up in levels and you learn about other artists' deals.
Yeah.
Because
the higher you get...
You talk with... It's like, so normal to talk about other people's deals. To be like, oh, yeah, Sony give me this, and this. And, like, I own this, and this. And, like, I get percentages of this, and this, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the fuck? I'm only getting this percent. I'm going to fucking talk to this, and this, and renegotiate.
Yeah, because the higher you get, obviously, like, for example, like, people who are barely starting are not on the same level as Luis, right? Luis.
Yeah.
So by the time they actually do, you know, he'll tell them, like, oh, I get this percentage of this much and this. So then that's when they start acknowledging everything and they got
word. Wait, hold on. Can you don't forget that we're gonna go on break super quick, right? All right, guys. Before this video starts, I want to say go check out our boy Authentic on Instagram. He sells these really dope hats. He sold to like Victor Cibrian. Like he makes these like custom hats for like these artists, Jimmy, and everybody.
He was my sponsor for my boxing fight.
Yeah, so hit him up. Like this is the one that Jason bought of him. It looks really nice. It's like suede right here.
Oh, dude, is that sweaty?
Sway?
It is.
No, sweaty.
Oh, suede. Sweaty soon. Check him out. I owe him this promo because at Pico, I meet him, drink a buzz ball before he drove so he could drive good. And he did it.
So you drive a gusto. He's like, if you want the promo, you got to chug this buzz ball.
And Authentic, he was down for it. If you want a little interview.
Jason, now we got to make Jason chug one to be back.
And also, Authentic, if you want a little interview, you have to drink have a bucana on the show and you could talk about your hats.
So anybody that's willing to have a 5-minute interview on the podcast that is willing to drink half a bottle before, let us know. Comment down below. We might pick somebody. I think that'd be a good 5-minute segment.
Back
that's
to
water.
The video.
That's water.
All right, guys. We are back from the break. And Gecko already forgot what he said, even though we were on break for like a minute. But we were talking about, you know, record labels and stuff like that. I think that you do need a record label because there's more than a regular person who, you know, just seeks out music.
I think you need the right like, record
there's
label.
There's way more.
Good record
label. Shout out to my boy, Alan.
And like, we've learned a lot about it. And I don't want you guys to come and like, oh, you got to know what you're talking about.
Can you pass it on to the daddy long legs over there?
Like, we've literally, like, talked to, you know.
We talked to a lot of people.
Almost everyone, dude. Like,
everybody in
the niche. And we've asked, you know, when we meet them, like, we ask questions. Like, I ask questions. Like, wait, so what do you guys do?
And they open up to us, too.
Yeah,
you know?
they straight up tell us. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, shit, there's more to just uploading your song on DistroKid.
And that's the
And uploading it on TikTok. Because you can upload it, you know, blow up or whatever, but, like, just way more.
But that's, like, a 1% chance. You know, that's 1% of the artists.
And I feel like that's the cool thing. Because, like, we have seen both sides of a label and a distributor, you know, like
independent artist.
Yeah, so like Esteban, he told us a little bit about like the deals he has, and then
where it was like semi-independent.
Yeah, and then Hijo de Garcia told us their
partnership
story. So like, you know, there's actually three parts. Like, there's either a partnership, you're signed to a label, or you're signed to a distribution deal.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
So like, I don't know, like Now people want to be signed as a partnership.
I think a lot of people don't even know, to be honest, the difference.
Yeah, well, no, but yeah, like, well, no.
No,
they don't.
Yeah.
They don't, but a lot of people don't want to get into a partnership because if that label puts in 50 grand, yeah. A Weibo, you have to put in 50 grand, you know? But if you're signed to a label, they'll invest into you, but obviously you're going to have to pay it back, you know? So a veces sale igual, you know, I would rather pay 10 grand and then they pay 10 grand then. Because you end up doing the same thing as, but
you signed the 360 with us.
No, 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 wait. Okay, I like.
Acá nosotros diciendo, oh, do this, do that, do it like this. Like this. It's like.
I win a shitty ass contract.
My bad. Se me salió. Sorry, guys.
No, no, I feel like that Gecko made a really good
point. But it's
point.
Like, what did we sign?
No, what did we sign? What did we sign to Diego?
Pero bien buenos que salimos para criticar nosotros.
By the way, let me be clear.
Whatever you guys got, it's okay. We got it.
We're signed to this fucking dumbass.
Make it clear, there's no 360 here.
There's no 360 here.
There's
it's
a fucking
it's a straight up like
no.
A
it's like a 180. We get 10%, he get 80. No, not even that.
We don't know. How are we criticizing all these things that we know?
I know. We're in a shitty ass contract ourselves.
We are going back to Juan Gabriel. How did he get back from the death? Beyond me, how did he come back? It must have been a good ass deal for her to be like,
damn.
They're like, they're giving out better deal than I would love.
He told me to say during the break that you're making 100K.
Who? I'm only making 10.
Hey, well, supposedly.
What do you mean 100% royalty?
Supposedly.
Wait,
that is.
Y'all making money?
Y'all getting
paid.
Like,
y'all getting paid. He's like, y'all getting 15%. Damn.
Oh, shit. We're canceled for sure.
Yeah. Damn. No, but supposedly, según Juan Gabriel, like, he's alive.
Conspiracy theories?
He's yeah, with, supposedly, he's with but Tupac.
There's a lot of conspiracy that.
Hey, he's with Tupac drinking Moscow Mule.
He with, like, Elvis and shit in that.
And Marilyn Monroe.
You heard that? So when Elvis is alive and he's in that mental hospital and shit?
Well, I think he kind of passed away already, but there was rumors. But sometimes I think what they do is that, you know, they kill off.
They have too much influence.
The Elvis Presley, but, you know, like the person keeps on. But, like, not as Elvis Presley anymore. You know, they just become a regular person.
Dude, I really...
And supposedly that's what happened with Juan Gabriel. You know, they killed off the character. And now he just lives in, like, some ranch and stuff. Because I've seen a lot of those conspiracy theories. You have a comment if you guys think it's true. But also, someone, it was, like, some conspiracy theory about that. And then the guy, some guy commented on the TikTok that supposedly he's seen him because... I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, you know, but supposedly the guy saw him at like some family event that he went to.
Yeah,
the imitators.
No, wait. I kind of want to talk about that because I feel like.
No, but supposedly, según si, also because of his last concert that he did, he was there for like 3 hours. He no se quería ir, and supposedly turned off the lights and everything. Y él seguía because I think he knew that it was gonna be like his last performance like that.
Wasn't there something like that going on too with like Jenny Rivera? Like her last concert, she was singing about like dying or something like that.
I don't know. Say.
I feel like, that could happen because I feel like these artists like have so much influence and power where like they don't want it anymore.
Yeah, I feel like
they don't want it anymore. And you know how they
people think it's good, but there's also responsibility that comes with it.
Yeah, and of course, because like there's so much pressure, there's so much influence, there's so much people looking up to you. Yeah,
pressure on them. Or
maybe like
the
threats.
Right thing.
Maybe like
threats too. Like, oh, you need to do this. You
yeah,
need
there's
to,
threats.
You need to you do this, and especially like in the Mexican world, like.
Narcos
and shit, and they get tired. And like,
then what if
like,
they say, "Oh, ya no voy a hacer más conciertos," and I'm kind of like done with this. Two months after being inactive, Juan Gabriel fell off.
Yeah,
you don't want that, you know.
And then, like,
that's people, another side because people se pasan a veces.
Like us raza, you know, criticize for
everything. Yeah, everything. Like, I agree with you.
He's like, he's doing too good.
Yeah, like you're doing good. That talk shit. You're not dropping shit, they talk shit. Like,
yeah.
And then a veces la gente se cansa, you know? And like Bad Bunny said, like, ya me fastidio la fama. Some people do, like, some people are not used to fucking having, like,
so much power.
Clout that, like,
it's you power. Go
out. Well, at their level, yeah, but I mean, like, if you're, like, fucking, like, I don't know, like,
Us,
respectfully, like, you know, like I was gonna say an artist.
We took two pictures.
You don't
with people in one day. I didn't know what to do.
Keiko after the concert, ya no puedo.
Shut up.
No, I feel like that's true. Way like I feel like these artists, like they grow so big. Where
like Michael Jackson type shit.
But then also,
Michael Jackson type
know.
Shit. Where like they're tired of living that fame of like people wanting to take pictures, people wanting to like talk to them. Because honestly, like it's amazing.
Yeah,
to
maybe
see
they
these
do like
artists.
The face
and like you kind of like you kind of get starstruck.
The
like for them it's
stuff.
Just like oh it's just another motherfucker coming up to me, you know?
Yeah, that's like doesn't let me live a regular life.
Yeah, like and I feel like that's what they want, and that's when they like fake their death.
But I don't know actually how many people have done it because
there's a lot of rumors about artists.
There's
doing
rumors,
that.
But like, I personally don't know if has anybody ever gone caught. Like, damn, weren't you dead? Like, nobody has ever gone caught, so I don't know.
There's rumors about Tupac for sure too.
Oh yeah.
So like he lives in like Jamaica or like Haiti or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they make them do like change their name, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they do the, what are they called?
Well, like El Chapo when they fucking.
Yeah. In the Narcos, según El Señor de los Cielos, he died while they were doing what
his
is it called?
Face reconstruction.
Yeah, the facial reconstruction thing.
And he died during
he
that?
Died, he died during that and they got the body and they didn't do an autopsy. So supposedly, and also they alluded to that in the Narcos show because. Well, I don't want to explain all that, but supposedly he lived on, and they said he died, but he actually changed his face, and supposedly went to live in Chile with some shawty he met.
That's crazy, you
and
know?
That like, is,
that's,
I think that is a real possibility.
That's extreme.
He has
too.
Enough money.
He has enough money to
so, like,
anything,
never
do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, but
that,
Chapo
absolutely
did that, right?
Anything.
Huh? Chapo did that. To his face?
No.
About
El Señor
I know, but I'm asking, like, did El Chapo do that?
I don't.
His name was Armando Carrillo, right?
Amado. Yeah.
Amado. My bad.
But you think, like, once you make it and you're like, fuck, you know, you get so much money and...
Like, you could do anything, that, like, way. You could do anything, way.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but, like, what the fuck do you do, you know? Like
I
wait,
feel
finish
like,
your question? Y'all cut off.
What?
Finish your question?
What do you mean?
You're about to question, you got interrupted.
He had planned to get cut off.
No, I'm just saying, like...
And, like I think, like, you think when you, like, you think when you, like, make it and, like,
oh, yeah, no, yeah, like yeah. What the fuck do you do with all the money, you know?
Oh, no,
like,
I'm sorry, we're raising like 10 seconds. Well,
That's what I said. You wanted to keep going, you know?
I feel like when once you make enough money, it's like, oh, how do I fulfill myself now that I have everything?
Yeah, like, what's the next level? Because you know how some people say, like, oh, your dream is to have this. And then once you have it, what the fuck you do after?
It's because
yeah.
What happens, I think, is that you fantasize about having reaching a goal, having a certain material thing. And then when you do get there and you get it, it's not as fulfilling as
exactly,
you thought it was.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because I think what was fulfilling was a journey to that.
To get there.
And then,
like, the process is what the journey
is. You don't realize it until after. You think, like, oh, once I get this thing, like, I'm gonna feel good, I'm gonna be happy for
that's what I thought
time.
About YouTube,
yeah. And then, like, once you get
that's
there
crazy.
And it's you the same thing as like meeting like your heroes and stuff. It's not what you made it out to be, and then you feel even like emptier, and then you're
yeah.
like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And
you
then
empty? No.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
I feel like that's very relatable,
but I would like to find out what it feels like to have a lot of money. I'll let y'all know what happens.
Let us
know. Let us know.
I feel like that's one of the top things that, like, a lot of people do, you know? Like, once they make it to the top, they're like,
they just feel
I don't
want to
be here anymore. So, like, they either fake their death or fucking just...
They just want
to
be like, oh.
Or maybe once you're, like, up there, there's, like, no motivation to do anything. Like, usually you get motivated to, like, you know...
Yeah, sometimes you get, like not motivated, too, because
you have
worked so hard, you tried absolutely so hard, you give it your all, and you get there, and it's not what you expected it to be, and then you're not motivated to reach a new goal because you're going to say, I can't kill myself for years to get to this new thing if I'm going to feel the exact same way.
Yeah, and I feel like that reminds me of a lot of the movie Queen.
I don't watch
where, like, this guy, like, you know, obviously he's like a hit maker. And then, like, you know, they break up. And then, like, at the end of the day of reaching, like, all the success, all the money, all the pussy, all the fucking drugs, like, he ends up wanting to be with his friends. Like, oh, the only thing that I ask for is being with my friends again. And I feel like before he died, that's what fulfilled him.
Oh, you know, I just remembered. Me and you used to always talk about this. Like, Cristiano Ronaldo, he can't go out anywhere. Like, you know, he'll get attacked.
Oh, I know
shit.
What you're talking about.
And then they asked him, when was, like, the best day of your life or some shit like that, right?
Yeah,
best
yeah,
day of your
yeah.
life. He said when he went to the club with his friends, but he had to dress up as someone else, and he lived, like, the best day of his life because he was able to, like, hang out with his friends and, like,
be a normal human.
Yeah, everybody has, like, different struggles.
And, like, I feel
it's kind of hard for me to sympathize with him because maybe the best of his life is when he couldn't pick between his three Bugattis. You know? So I don't know. There's different levels of struggle. I think my boys is not that bad.
And I feel like that's the
damn,
thing that sucks about.
That's crazy.
Dixie right
that's
there.
Crazy. That's crazy.
I feel no sympathy for his.
Oh yeah, like when
como es la raza?
No, when Angel said that, like, he feels no sympathy for, like, Fidel from Marca Registrada, because
I don't,
you know, like.
That?
He did say that.
I think he regrets saying that.
No, he did
when?
Say that. He did say that.
You said that.
Like, I don't feel bad for him because he, like,
he has a McLaren 720S.
He makes 15K, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's like, damn, I didn't say that. What if he sees that? I'm a fan.
But then we also compared it to, like, how our parents live and, like, how they win money, too.
I have no comment.
But anyway, like, I mean, we're just getting into, like, topics of, like, how all these famous people live, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a good topic.
And that's what sucks. Like, when you have clout, you have no privacy.
You do.
Like, you
do not have privacy.
You don't have anything. Like, people know where you're at. Like,
fame. Because clout is more like.
Yeah, I think fame. Like, real fame.
Yeah, real fame.
Real fame. Clout, like,
yeah.
Like Kanye West
just, like,
fame.
Instagram,
not like TikTok.
When it's like Instagram clout or like TikTok clout, like, if you don't post nothing on your story, then nobody knows, you know? Mm-hmm. Nobody has to know that. You're going through a breakup, or nobody needs to know you're going through a hard time.
Unless you're
a
Keiko. Unless you're a fucking fan.
unless you post it. Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo is on a different
out.
Level, you know? Or
I'm building,
like,
an empire. She missing out.
Yeah, stuff like that. Unless they post it, then people, there's no way for people to know. But, you know, when it gets to, like, that real fame, they have no option. You have, like, 10 people camping outside with cameras outside your house. And
that's,
like,
crazy.
TMZ
through
type
the window.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys are blood-sucking mosquitoes. You guys know what that was?
Like, good morning, Connie.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, yeah. There was a guy ready to start recording him at like 3 in the morning. You know, like, that's tough.
That's crazy.
Shit, imagine they do that to us. I'll barely be getting home at like 4 in the morning.
Being up hey, I'm coming back from the peda. What's up?
They go, hey, who want to come here?
Hey, you want a shot? You want a shot? Have a patron right here, yeah. Right now. Hey, 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3.
And then I'll be at work at fucking like 6 in the morning and shit.
Dead out of the way, but damn, you're that's crazy. Like, I feel like these famous people don't live a simple life as we think as the normal people.
Like, people are like, damn, these fools are balling, making so much money.
But they're low-key, like, all depressed and shit.
Yeah, like, money.
Me.
Money, once you become famous, doesn't mean shit, you know?
Like Angel said, he has no sympathy for rich people.
Damn.
Who are depressed.
Damn, it's crazy.
Like, well, just, yeah, like Fidel from Marca Registra.
Well, yeah, nigga makes, like, 70,000.
What the hell we all were? Our families.
Damn. Well,
yeah, no,
anyway,
I have no sympathy. Everybody has their struggles. Like,
it does way like.
Like, yeah, they say, oh, I'd rather you cry in a Ferrari or whatever. They're still crying, but there's poor people crying on the bus too. You know, so everybody has a tough.
They got a 450. They got
that's
a four.
Worse.
They got a 458 Spider with fucking 672 horsepower. What we got next, Diego?
Iván Cornejo and Yaritza are dropping a song. It's called Inseparables. That's dropping October 7th. So by the time I'm
Inseparable, I wish. Uploading, sheesh, you left me like nothing.
This Friday. And I want to know what you guys think about it, because I do see a lot of TikToks where people are like, don't like Yaritza. Don't want Yaritza to get in Ivan's way.
That's crazy. Because,
and
like
I saw a whole ass TikTok. We talked about it like
two. That's times. Crazy because like, okay, the fans or some certain friends are saying, nah, like Yaritza's blah blah blah, but then Ivan is saying, nah, Yaritza's fucking down as fuck because he accepted the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to show, even if the fans or majority of people say no, you know, Ivan's staying kind of true to himself and be like, no, like I really accept this artist and I really like the style, so I'm gonna, you know, follow through. I'm pretty sure he's,
you
want
to listen to the preview,
please.
Roll the clip. Production.
Roll the clip.
I'm already like 5 years in, so it's right. Gonna hit.
5 years in? No le subas, bájale.
That's
damn.
You know what this reminds me of?
Low.
I didn't know I was going to be like that.
I'm going to be calling my ex on that song.
My last talking stage. Hello.
I'm going to have to email her.
JK.
This song really reminds me of the one that Slavon did with... what was her name?
Oh, with Sarah? Sara.
Yeah, Sara Silva.
How?
Like they're singing together.
Oh.
I'm on my second.
Like the segunda and then the primera.
I'm on my second music class, but Ivan was doing segunda to Yaritza?
Yes.
No.
I don't know about that.
All the way.
No, Ivan was doing segunda.
Yeah. Well, honestly, like...
Well, maybe like, it sounds like that because since Yaritza sings like really high,
yeah.
You think she's singing like the guy from Grupo Arriesgado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah, because Ivan's just singing like in his normal like talking voice.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
I think what happened that people be hating is because going back to the like the internet fame and like the real life, like people are willing to go out of their way to like do their thing. I think that Ivan's fan base is super dedicated, and whenever he decides to have some shows, like people are really gonna go out their way. Like we're gonna go out of our way to go see it.
We will.
We're watching.
So
sure.
They really like a specific sound, and they're like, no, don't try this, and no, don't try this, or don't go with this. Like any other person, they'll be like hyped up, like hell yeah, they're collabing with Yaritza. But with Ivan, it's like no, they have like, since I guess it's a very like emotional music and stuff, and they have like. It needs to be this. It needs to make me feel like
it needs
this.
To be, yeah.
Don't go
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Don't go here.
Bruh.
That's what they be hating.
And I agree with you.
Fuck, dude.
I think this collaboration... Okay, honestly, like... I think this collaboration is going to be good. In my opinion.
We all ready to cry either way.
And then going back to what we were talking about, the labels, like... Lumbre Music has been doing a really excellent job at getting Yaritza, like...
Where she needs to be there. At.
And then I feel like little by little, I'm starting to see.
They're trendsetters right now because they made everybody else look for girls in the genre.
Oh, we should talk about that right after. But Yes.
Oh yeah. I thought you were going on to that. Okay.
Oh no. So like, I feel like now, Yaritza, Lumbre Music has been doing a really good job with Yaritza. And then I feel like little by little now, I'm starting to see Ivan get the connections where he needs to be, you know, like Apple Music, like his interview here and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now that they're both doing it, no, dude, this song's going to be everywhere.
I think it is.
Like, crazy.
I think it might be like the next,
big song?
No.
Like the Jugaste Sofri type of thing?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to, it might be the goals. Next Danny Luck Eslabon thing.
That's crazy.
And I think it's even more amazing because it's happening with a female. Yaritza and Su Asensio.
I think the song's going to be very well positioned for success.
I feel like they promoted it well, too. And everybody kind of wants it, too.
Going back to that, and Lumbre Music doing a good job with Yaritza y Su Asensio, you know, matching her talent with the right positioning. They were able to take it like really up there, and they are trendsetters in the space because now they have all the other competing labels looking
for girls,
for like a girl, female, like new next artist.
Rancho Mille actually dedicated a week to their female artists. Yeah, like
only
Natalie
female
Lopez. What's that song that you sang that you're like, oh, that song's pretty good?
Like
the girl with the curly hair.
It starts with a D. I think it's Diana.
Oh.
Yeah, and then like those two, like I think they're like twins or something.
Wait, look at the message.
Rancho Mille is dedicating like a whole week to like, you know, their female artists. And then like these girls that we had last week, you know, Sony really like, when they got pitched the idea of them, like they really liked it.
Yeah, Conexión.
They're really good.
Dude, they got some pretty badass songs.
Yeah, and then they talked about having offers from like Del Records and everybody. So you could see that like Yaritza, once they saw Yaritza, like,
Yaritza's
so
incredible
crazy
success.
They're like,
set a new trend, and they got everybody looking around for the next big thing.
Amazon, since Amazon just joined the, like, you know, the Latin space or whatever, they even have a little, I don't know what it's called, but something called Las Amazonas.
Guys,
oh, really? Like an old girl.
All girls, like Yuvia's on there and shit.
Guys, I will correct myself. Her name is Tania.
Told you.
Dominguez, and the song that I sent to the group chat is Otra Oportunidad. And I think it sounded really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll wait on that release so we could listen to it.
You didn't listen to it when I sent it?
No. I didn't either. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I saw the preview on Instagram.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I saw.
Listen to it. If I said it's good, it's good, fool.
The song from...
It's Elastic Woman Certified.
Who sent it? Never mind. Let's just...
Yeah, but shout out to Lumbre Music for doing a good job with Yaritza y Su Asensio.
And get her on the podcast because I know they're fans of
us. And let her come on the podcast, please.
Thanks. Yep. Augusto Papa.
They did say after the billboards they were going to come.
All right. See, that's another thing. If you're an independent artist, how do you show up to the billboards?
How you show up to the billboards or the premios or to like all these stuff?
Hey, Premio de la Radio was yesterday. Well,
really?
Yesterday for us today.
Yesterday for us
today. Oh,
bro, there's like a 3-hour difference.
September 23rd.
We in the metaverse.
Yesterday, but the 22nd. A la verga.
A la mar.
You're gonna pay your car.
Don't worry about it, bro.
You just reminded me I need to pay my two.
Dude!
Oh my god. Bro.
Y'all down bad.
We are incredibly. Down bad right now.
Angel.
Yes!
We'll be back after the break.
They're about to repo my...
Really?
T-Mobile's about to pull
Is
up
it time?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Alan, false alarm.
T-Mobile's
going to
repo my phone.
Repo your iPhone and your car. What we got next? Because Yaritza, you know, she's a success.
Dude, Halloween is coming. I'm fucking excited for Halloween this year.
Damn, I don't got a boo.
No? You're not claiming nobody?
Hold on.
Right there.
Back. I guess we are back.
Jason, chug it.
I guess we are back from the break, and we just want Jason to chug this beer because he is an alcoholic.
No, the bug ball.
La boca chiquita.
No,
Jason.
I'll chug the beer.
Jason.
I'll chug the beer, but not the buzz ball.
Jason. Wow, you're a disgrace to the alcoholic community.
Alcoholic community. You don't wake up and drink a patona, dirías tú.
That's crazy.
So weak.
Angel hasn't drank in a month, huh? Oh, well, one day.
I just remembered my quick slip up. I had a quick buzz ball, but if you don't count the buzz ball, it's been one month and 2 days that I haven't.
You take half anything. And I'll take half. That's it. But
say why no take to half
when we have other ones?
Guys, I want to bring in a special guest.
You guys are wild, bro. I don't do this. I do beer.
I'm going on this cleanse, fool. I'm really not do that.
What are you cleansing from?
What do you
tequila cleans out your system?
Guys, for a long time, I'm not gonna. Well, I mean, I'm like really scared.
I think,
Jason.
Hey, there's enough for all of us, so we all.
I'm
here. You
not
go.
Gonna do my thing.
If you guys are watching this,
y'all see how much
and this thing gets 1,500 thumbs up. We'll start next podcast chugging a buzz ball.
Yes, I'll do it.
1,500
for
easy.
Sure. Easy, and I'll break my shit. But like
1,500, we'll start with a buzz ball, and Keiko will start with two.
I'm going healthy.
2,000 thumbs up. We'll start with two buzz balls.
If y'all watch Fortnite, this is the one that gives you boost.
Before you guys drink those, I want to bring in a special guest. He is our underage videographer who got buzz balls.
He's overage. He's 22 years old. On the
23
set, on the set, he's 23 years old. He has a mustache and he pulls hair.
And he brought us a gift, so I want to.
Yeah, come in with the gift.
Come here, Alan. Come here, Alan.
Come in.
And round of applause for Alan.
Alan
from East LA.
He was the one that backed me up when I got jumped.
In fact, he's UBS neighbor.
Facts.
I don't know. It's just a fun fact.
Alan.
Pero solo vecinos.
We said if you want a 5-minute interview, you got to at least chuck the buzz ball.
Alan.
Alan is our underage videographer who brought us these buzz balls.
He is overage. He is.
Chug it.
You need one, though.
All right, there's one next to you.
Our underage videographer who drove here.
Get the picture.
Yeah, he drove here. And he took this picture.
Alan took this picture of us at the Slabon Armado concert on stage. And he printed it out. So
Nos
I think we're going to hang it. And now he's going to drink a buzz ball.
Let me join, no?
No traes la boca chiquita. Sabes que te encanta.
Bueno, Jason.
Hey, Diego.
Where's my protein drink? Wait.
Diego. Right there. Hey, right there.
It's right there. Hey, you gotta take one with us.
Yeah. No, I can't.
You're my boss, fool. You gotta see. You gotta take one.
I can't.
Let him know what's up.
Come on, bro. You're gonna let your employee down?
Low key?
Come on, man.
No, fool. Like, this is a real shit. Like, I'm actually like. No, done with all this shit.
For our friendship. Come on.
No, on the friendship. If you guys are real homies, you guys would not be pressuring me.
Take one if you want. That
you could take it and break all your.
No, take one if you want.
Yadit
on the podcast.
Break all your goals. You could break all
this. This is how you say no to peer pressure, guys.
Take one if you want Yadit on the podcast.
I want Yadit. She's going to come either way. You swear. Like, she'll be like, I'm not going because you didn't take a buzz ball.
Lumber Music is like, he did not drink the buzz ball. If you don't drink it, Jason.
Jason, and I don't want you to say, oh, no, 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 boca chiquita.
I know, dude. Why do you act like that? Like,
guys, we
dude, you
have
love
a special
it.
Guest on the set, and they don't want to drink.
First of all, Alan, you got to say what you do on the podcast.
You got to clarify.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be trying to slow the process down. You got to
just press record.
No, but record.
Oh, so I work with like a couple artists out there, take pictures and. Record videos, recap videos, and all that shit.
Follow him.
Yeah, he just turned of legal age to drink, and he's very dedicated to
his craft. I just turned 21 10 minutes ago.
Alan, our underage.
That's what I like about him. He's very dedicated to his craft.
No, you're not going to drink it, Jason.
Why does he act like that?
Dude, he acts like he doesn't drink for fun. Like he legitimately enjoys to drink alcohol.
You said we're going to drink on the podcast.
He legitimately enjoys it. He's the only, well, Keiko too. But they actually enjoy the drink.
Keiko drinks when he's out. Like, he doesn't go home and like, oh, I'm a fucking...
No, like, this guy... We had a FaceTime at like 8 in the morning. What is he doing?
Drinking.
No.
And his mom walks by. Oh, sí, mijo. So it's regular. It's a regular thing.
Open it.
Beer at my house.
Una. It's not open.
What?
It's not open.
Two.
No seas culo.
My God.
That'd be whack. We only got like
bro.
Alan. All right, bad.
Jason.
Ready?
Do it for Bad Bunny.
All right, Keiko and Alan. Alan and...
No, yeah.
Protein, 26 grams.
Chug it, though. Whoever doesn't chug it, it's como Juanga.
Ugh.
All right, that's the best.
A Mexican icon.
You're Juanga.
You're a Mexican icon.
And you're doing
it. I only do beer. I can't do tequila.
Bro, that's what I don't like about when people...
It's annoying, huh?
It's super... You finished I'm not one to judge, right? Because I don't... I try not to drink at all.
Thank you,
Adam. But it's super annoying when you know that people love to get drunk. But all of a sudden, like, they're super picky. Like, it has to be this certain kind of beer. Or it has to be Bucanas de 18. It cannot be 12. Yeah. Like, bro, what you like is to get drunk.
Wait, I want to see something.
Oh, Alan.
Jason's all talk.
Yes.
Guys.
Oh, by the way, guys, I want to say Alan has been hitting us up for, like, the longest time. And we never replied.
Now he's here and shit.
And so
y'all try.
And we are beyond blessed.
For the past year, I've been blowing up their phones for the... What event was it? With Pepe Garza?
Oh, yeah. That shit.
Exactly a year ago.
Yep.
I saw you there, but I thought you were like someone else. Like, because there's a lot of videographers that would hit us up.
And then I gave my boy Allen the opportunity. No, he just Keko.
I won't lie. A lot of videographers hit us up. But my boy Keko gave Allen the chance. And I was here.
And we saw the work.
And we saw the work and the dedication.
Gracias, lo quitamos.
And we blessed to have him here.
No,
Alan-ski.
I like Alan because...
He's down.
No, Alan's like down. Like I
down. Bro, what about the work, my boy?
Besides the work, but like he's something down. That like, I guess that really like gave us the trust. Well, I'm going to say one thing. Keko got jumped and Alan backed him up. And like when I heard that, I was like, oh shit, like, you know, this is a real...
That's when I know I'm taking Alan everywhere with me.
Yeah, like Alan's like when the videos that he recorded us and the concerts that he went with us, like he like did like, you know, like he was like kind of like he's like there for us. You get me? You could tell.
Yeah,
he's still a bitch.
He doesn't back down. Nah. He ain't no bitch.
Alan, don't
back down.
This is why I like Alan too. Like él se mete, like he'll go on stage and like, oh, I'm gonna get this clip hold up. Like,
yeah,
he does that shit. Like,
he got into the grupo arriesgado at El Faraón. With no ticket, no badge,
that's
no
my boy, Alan. He's gonna
like,
use his
I'm going, Alan.
Like, those Eslabón clips, like, he got him because he went on stage. Like, I'm gonna go up on stage.
Like not even though record has that.
Yeah. The record's like, Rudolph couldn't even get
I started like that. I started sneaking into the clubs.
The first
club I snuck into was Malecón. It was a Marca Registrada en Edición event. And then I got the best picture anyone could have, Fidel and Arturo from Edición. Damn.
Why do you cover your face, though?
Because I looked stupid. I just got off work.
Damn. Yeah, that's the thing though. He be going to work
really time, dedicated.
And he doesn't use that.
Hey, wait,
Chug half.
Cheers to Alan.
Chug half.
Cheers to Alan, our underage videographer.
He reminds me of how motivated I once was.
Just kill it, dude. Don't stop.
Bro, Jason, you act like you never.
Te haces la boca chiquita, Jason. Te a ti te encanta eso.
Te gusta que te rueguen.
That's what I've realized.
Te gusta que
like when nasty. You didn't go nowhere, it's like rueguenme 20 veces.
I know.
Hey guys, we should do a like kind of have like a, we should do an exclusive, make it kind of dark, and do it like baked.
Baked?
Like, the red lights. Yeah,
red lights.
Like smoke?
Yeah.
Down.
Do you guys want that? Because you know towards the end, it's like the real fans. Like we'll just get like stoned and shit.
I'm down.
We could upload it to our website. Like doesn't have to be on.
Yeah, it could be on the website, huh?
I haven't someone actually.
That doesn't watch it.
Or we'll send it to everyone who bought merch.
Yeah.
Because I have their emails. Bye. Everyone who bought merch, I'm going to send you guys a link of us doing a stone
podcast. You'll be ready the next merch.
Remember?
What? When he was coughing?
Yeah, look clip.
I mean, what with JD? Because
okay,
yeah.
Okay, guys, we already did that. But like,
no salió bien.
Like, I panicked bad.
You panicked?
Hey, I panicked.
What?
I feel like I panicked. Wait, Alan, have you ever smoked weed?
I don't smoke. I just drink.
Okay.
What do you like to drink? Or you don't really care?
I don't.
It's just about drinking, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never smoked?
No.
That's good.
Well, we're not gonna pressure you to do anything. We're not gonna pressure you to do anything.
We're not gonna what?
And I was like, we're not gonna pressure you to do
smoke. No.
Watch this when we film it. Alan!
You wanna be with us or what?
And then be like, rewind to 3 minutes ago. Do it.
Bro, guys, it's with us like Tawanta. Not like that.
Tawanta.
Like,
I feel like
what are you like Bill Cosby?
We do it responsibly. Like I feel like we truly look after each other. Angel when he starts screaming,
hell yeah,
Angel
registrada.
I've never seen Angel fucked up, bro.
Yeah, never.
I feel like I've seen Angel fucked up.
I have one time.
But it's because,
bro, Manzana, dude, what the, dude, Manzana, oh my god. If you followed him, you.
follow my boy Manzana.
Bro. Don't do that. Don't go following him.
Houston's wild.
No, wild, dude, bro. Manzana, I don't know if you're watching this, but you're watching this, like...
No, dude. It's the reason why I don't...
Like, well,
when I went over there, that's the most drunkest I've ever been in my whole life. We went like twice, but we were there for like a total of 5 days between the two times we went.
We were?
Something like that.
When you guys were homies.
Yeah, and...
When you guys used to scissor each other.
And I was drunk every single day for like 18 hours out of the 24. And I blacked out. And the other days, I was just holding on to the couch, trying not to fall off Earth.
Yeah, like, I believe you.
And I did, like, some wild things that I wish nobody recorded.
It's getting you?
And... I'm too embarrassed. Well, not embarrassed, but I'm too shy. I'm too shy to be doing those things.
I have a question for Ellen. Out of all the times you've gone out to drink with us, who has gone the most wild?
It really been like one time.
I know.
What terms?
Ellen, who can hang the longest out of it?
No, not hang. I said
no, hang.
Who's
you know it's wild? You. So like, why are you asking that?
Ellen would know if he went to his birthday party, but then
dude, at.
Wait, I wasn't invited. I wasn't invited.
He did not send the fucking invited. Address to Alan.
I texted Diego.
Y'all want
and
me to
Angel.
Say why? Y'all want me to say why?
Diego didn't want him there.
No, because if I would have invited somebody and it would have turned out to be a guy, I would have got a lot of shit for it. Like, who invited some guy? And everybody's quiet because everybody knows it's true. And y'all didn't even know Alan like that.
I did.
And you guys would have talked shit if Alan would have showed up.
No.
Now it's different. The pattern.
one time we
had nothing to do with Alan.
One time we had a party with Jason for Jason's birthday and
my birthday?
Like random dudes showed up. And then I was like, I think I was fucked up upstairs and I just went downstairs. Wait, was it that one?
It wasn't.
But it was like Angel's old homie.
It was my birthday.
Bro, it was my boy.
It was Angel's old homie and I had a Keiko roll him out.
He just stepped a foot into the door.
He even showed up with a 24.
And like I saw him and
corona.
I was like, who the fuck is this? When I was like, Keiko roll him out. And Keiko went
through. Bro, I throw anybody out. Anybody I don't know, fuck out of here.
But then he realized that he didn't know him, so he was halfway through the driveway and he told him to come back.
No, it's because I saw him and I was like, wait, Aldo? Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. Get the fuck inside, dog. But anybody else I don't fucking know and pulls up to a party, get the fuck out.
I think it's just like a normal thing. Like
that's also why I don't drink,
like,
because
to keep the environment safe,
like bad things happen.
No, you drank that day and bad thing happened to you that day.
A super bad thing happened to me that day. Honestly, I'm still traumatized from it. And
yeah, they threw up on
that's one of
they threw up.
No, yeah, like I had a really bad experience and I hate it how you don't have control over yourself. It's horrible. I hate the feeling.
I don't know about y'all.
Angel gave his first massage
to myself all the time.
Angel gave his first massage to the Airbnb owner. He doesn't remember.
I do not know what he's talking about. It did not happen like that. It was a bad story.
I just think my boy is traumatized.
Hey, you know what party got lit? It's Thomas's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
You went to sleep at fucking 5:45 in the morning.
That's why drinking is bad because. You started burning everybody,
and then the next day you say sorry.
I did,
you got a cigar and you put on Ricky's neck.
And then the next day you say sorry, but his neck is still messed up.
I threw up.
So you can say, "Oh yeah, I'm bad. I messed up. Sorry,
dude." That day was
like
wild.
You can't fix
you
his neck.
You knocked out with this dumbass at fucking 3 a.m.
That nigga fucking abducted me.
Yeah, he did. No. He didn't say no. He did not resist. I saw that. He did not resist. He said, "Let's go." And he said, "Bed."
Y'all hugged while walking out.
And slept in the car when you were in the bed.
No, bro. It was like, yeah, look. I feel like my boy just thought like it was an unsafe environment because like,
what do you mean?
So
it
much
was
shit,
all the boys.
Dude. So much.
It was just
okay,
us.
So much shit happened. Bro.
No, not a lot of shit.
Our parties are never unsafe environment except for last year's birthday party. Bro.
I don't know.
It was a very safe environment. We were sharing the room, and it was like completely like a safe. I wasn't even there, fool. You were laying down as safe
dude,
as
I
you could
so,
be in your life.
I was so bad that day.
The door was closed. It was just you in that room.
Okay, like, there was
your boy walks in and says, "Hey, let's go to my car." And you went
and
with
you
him.
Went to the
and
car.
Y'all
went
slept
with
in the car.
We literally just fucking
Dios
like,
como nuestro testigo que no pa que si pasó eso.
You were knocked out. You were blacked out.
Bro, you're already sleeping.
You got abused, fool.
Nah.
You were sleeping, bro.
You were ready to just fall asleep. And instead, he was ready to put in the work at 3 in the morning.
Bro, that's fucking gay.
Bro, you know how many times...
What?
You're the one scared to talk to girls.
You know how many times he ran away from us?
Oh, yeah, Brian ran away.
The second time...
My boy Brian has a reputation for running away.
Hey, Diego's the door locked by itself. So once he walked out, I was like, door's locked by itself, Dick. He was knocking on the door.
Brian was a huge mess on whose birthday?
Jason's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Chilling. I was chilling watching Brian like run this way and this way.
And my dumb ass right there chasing him.
And then this fool started chasing him too. And then like this fool opens the door like, get out, Brian. And then you're like, why would you let him out? He's drunk. So then Ninja goes and I'm in the couch just like watching.
Bro, actually for your birthday, how to sleep on the couch?
My birthday? Oh, yeah, because you're fucking your remote.
Where,
bro? I'm getting like, I don't know. Hey, I had like a bad feeling.
Where was the time when we went to Diamond Bar?
Your birthday?
No, Diamond Bar was his boyfriend's birthday.
What?
Oh, that was your birthday. Yeah,
it was your birthday. Your birthday. Yeah. I'm just getting like, ugh.
That day. That's the one where Angel got.
Yeah.
Like it's so bad. I feel like Angel. That is not true, guys.
Okay, hey, guys.
Brian fucked up that whole night. He slapped Angel's hamburger out of his hand.
He slapped something else at his own party. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but that's why I don't like.
Okay, drinking.
That's why I don't like drinking because people.
No, I didn't say it though.
People drink. They do certain things, and then the next day or whatever, they say sorry, but they still did it. The thing still happened. Like, okay, that thing happened with him. He apologized. Okay, okay. That's not what he meant. Then also him, he could have done stuff, and he didn't. So it's on both sides, and everybody blames the alcohol, but the thing still happened. It's still bad.
Give him a pass.
You said you would, but you didn't.
Okay, like... Respect to my boy. No.
Respect to Brian?
No. All right, we'll cut that conversation out.
He said respect to my boy.
No. I said respect to my boy. I said we'll cut that conversation off. Like, I want to ask my boy Angel, what is the ideal drinking occasion?
Everybody drinks their own way. Like,
I feel like
he just gets buzzed and like, yeah, you know, I'm chilling, you know. I'm chilling with a beer, you know.
Next level of that is hacer una pendeja.
It might, the video, this shit might end in like 1 hour. One minute.
It's bad. Like,
totally, we only have 21
okay,
minutes.
We're going to wrap
like,
it up.
Like, getting super lit is going around and like burning people. Like, I'd rather just be chill.
You know which one was fucking lit? Where he got lit? When we went to the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
When it was us three.
Look at it.
All right, we got 40 seconds. 40 seconds
this
to wrap it up.
Was
40 seconds to wrap it up.
35 seconds left. That 40 seconds to wrap it up. Super awesome. I had like the best time in Big Bear. I had like the funnest time of 30 anybody
seconds,
that went 30 to
seconds,
Big Bear.
30
I did
seconds.
A lot of things. I didn't do a lot of other things. But it's gonna start snowing again. We're gonna try to go back.
It's cuffing season. We all single. Hit up our line.
No, I'm not single.
Trying to go to the cabin. Hit us
okay, he's not single. Single.
I'm taking.
Ready to mingle.
Hit up our boy Alan, underage videographer.
We're all ready to party. Hit us up for Halloween parties, please. You want to get lit.
We want to get lit.
And let us know. Pura gusta la verga. Ciao, ciao. Thank you for watching. Yo. Like, comment, subscribe. And let us know what we should dress up as.
Yeah, if you're
next.
All the way over here, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you like the video.
Hey,
sure
you buy the merch so you can watch our Stone podcast.
And thank you for watching. Pura gusta la verga. Ciao, ciao.
Oh, shit, we made it.